Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, first off on the programme, the government is telling us that they want more and more of us to use public transport. In fact, they've even taken to advertising encouraging us to give up our car.
Though there's hurt, though there's pain, this car can't compete with the train. I drove you away, I wasted your time, you told me we'd come to the end of the line.
Break up with your car. Love 20% off fares with Éireann Road Éireann.
Part of the Transport for Ireland network.
Okay, so that's one ad that's running. Ditch your car, move to the train. So we are being encouraged to leave our cars behind. But is the service that there is already buckling under the stress of those of us who decide to take public transport? I want to find out what the situation is with public transport in your area and ask you a simple question. Could you ditch your car? Could you get rid of your car and survive on public transport? For me, I have to say the answer is just no. It would be impossible. And I live in Dublin. And I know some of the people we're going to be talking to in a moment live in rural parts of the country. I live in Dublin. I live 3 kilometres as the crow flies from Dublin Airport, and I could not live without a car because the nearest bus stop to where I live is 3 kilometres away. The nearest train station to where I live is 17 kilometres away. So it is absolutely impossible for me to survive without a car. In fact, neighbours of ours a couple of years ago had to move house because both of them were ageing and weren't able to drive anymore. So they literally had to move house to an area better served by public transport. So I want to hear your stories. Can you survive without your car? That ad there is encouraging us to ditch the car, but could you ditch the car? You can text us on 53106. You can call us on 1800 453106. It's Lunchtime Live here at News Talk. Let me go to Kinsale in County Cork. And Marion, what is the situation where you're living? I've just described my situation and I live in Dublin. What is your situation in Kinsale?
Hi, thanks for having me on. So our situation in Kinsale is that we have a regular bus, an hourly bus service from Kinsale to Cork. However, the problem is kind of seasonal really for us in that in the summer, Kinsale is a beautiful place and, you know, it gets thronged with people in the summer. And when people are waiting for the bus to go back out of Kinsale and they can't, because it's an hourly service, if they don't get on the bus on the first go, they have to wait for an hour for the next bus. There's no follow-up. The other problem for us as well is that if you're trying to get back from Cork, back into Kinsale, especially at this time of the year when people are in college and students and there's, you know, more and more people coming up to Cork, then the same problem happens, except for it's at a bus stop, which has got no shelter, long, long queues kind of snaking around the corner on a busy road and going around the corner to an area that people feel kind of a bit, they feel a bit worried about it because there's a homeless shelter there and off, and they were, especially at night, you know, people would be concerned in the evenings when it gets dark. But the problem is that the bus is always full. So
that's what I was just about to ask you. So you can get into that queue in the lashings of rain with no shelter and not be guaranteed to even get on the bus.
No, you can't. And it's just so to be guaranteed of a place, people are going to the bus stop almost immediately after the last stop, the last bus goes. So they have to be there about 3/4 of an hour to get into the queue. I had one. So I've been kind of pushing this campaign for the last week or two, you know, 3 weeks, I suppose, since my daughter was stuck for 3 hours in the city trying to get out on her first day in college, trying to get out of town. Went to one of the normal bus stops that we normally get the Kinsale bus from, and it passed her twice. So there was 2 hours, you know, 2 hourly buses passed her full, and then she managed to get on the third bus. So it took her hours and hours to get home. And of course, I was like, oh, what's the story with this? And when I went on the local Facebook page for the Kinsale notice board and said, you know, what's the story of the bus, then all of the complaints came. There's many, many people. For many years, this has been going on. And lots of people write in. There's, of course, you know, abuse is delivered to every day to the bus drivers, and they're saying nothing to do with us, and write into Bus Éire, and you write into Bus Éire and you get an answer after about 2 weeks from their customer care email system, and it's just a standard letter saying sorry, you know, that if you were inconvenienced, nothing we can do about it, and it's been going on for years, and apparently there's been local politicians trying to do something about it. The problem seems to be that the decision on the route designation happens at the National Transport Authority. So Bus Éire have actually very little...
they simply run the buses, they run, but they get told how to run the buses and the frequency of the buses. Now, we've actually reached out... for a statement, which I hope to have in a second, from Bus Éire on the 226 route is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you see, it also services the airport. So as well as doing the route and being full at the very start of the route, it's also jumping into the airport to pick up whoever might be at the airport.
By all accounts, it actually swings into the airport quite frequently, full.
Yeah, and it can't pick up anybody at the airport unless one or two people might get off at the airport if they're coming from the city, because it services the train station. So it goes, it acts as a shuttle bus as well for the airport. So it goes from the airport into the city centre, out to the train station. Then people might get on at the train station and get off at the airport. So there could be a chance that one or two might get on, but sometimes they don't get on.
One of the questions that we're asking this afternoon is, could you ditch the car and survive on public transport? And that's what I'm asking today. And for you, absolutely not.
Absolutely no way. And many, testament to that is the queue going in the morning. The bus actually is okay in the morning, but people have just given up on the bus. I think they just get in their cars and go, look, it's easier to get into town on the bus. You don't have to go all the way through the airport. You still have to queue up with everybody else. There's no proper bus lane to get past the queues. And then you can't, like me, when I'm going into work, I wouldn't dream of being dependent on the bus. I bring my daughter into school or into college, and I park up where I need to park up, and I would drive myself back because I just wouldn't depend on it. So many people just give up when they get back in the car. So the idea of getting of giving up your car to be dependent on the bus is ridiculous.
And in fact, the ad that I just played a clip of a moment ago is encouraging us to ditch the car for the train, and there's even less chance of that happening.
No, it's hilarious. We laugh at that whenever we hear it. We're like, oh my God. Yeah. We're sitting in the car going, absolutely no way.
No,
what are they talking about? And it's like all this rhetoric about, we're going to be sustainable and it's going to be fantastic and there's going to be bike lanes. It's all just rhetoric. On the ground, nothing has changed for anybody.
Okay, stay there for 1 second, if you can, please, Marion. I will have that statement in a second, and I'm sure you'll be interested to hear what Bus Éire has to say. Daniel is on the line in Cork. And Daniel, what part of Cork are you?
I'm outside around 20 minutes.
Okay, the question we're asking today is it possible to survive without without a car?
No, not where I'm from. Like, there is a regular train from Mallow, but again, in order for me to get there, it's taking 20 minutes. And then with the train times and stuff, I found it an awful lot easier just to travel up and down to the city for work and stuff. And even then, if I tried it before, you drive into Cork or to Mallow, you get the train up, and then you're having to hop on two different buses to try and get to where I want. So I was always rushing and racing to try and get there on time. It was always a panic, and if the buses were anyway delayed at all, which can happen, you're late for work, so it just became too stressful.
Because as we were saying, for a lot of people, in theory, they could use the bus, or they could, in theory, use the train, but they have to drive to the bus or the train.
Yeah, that's the reality. I suppose, like anything, we had a better public transport going back 100 years, where there was trains going into every small town and village in Ireland and every part of Ireland, as far as over the west coast of Ireland. There was train systems. They've all been dismantled over the last 40, 50, 60 years. And now you only have train stations in the big urban towns, and everyone has to travel to those big urban towns.
Ditching your car for the train, certainly at this moment in time, is a pipe dream. 100 years ago, it would have been easier. And I take that point. And when you look at how our rail network declined over so many years. It's sinful to see when we could have that fabulous network now. But anyway, the car took over and now we're trying to get the car to leave us alone again. So the answer is, so what is the solution then where you live, Daniel?
Well, the solution is there has to be a massive public investment from government first before they come out with empty rhetoric, because that's what it is. It's empty rhetoric coming from Dublin that has no grasp on reality on the ground. They don't seem to listen to the rural people. There doesn't seem to be a connect there that we can, our voices are being heard. You're coming out with what's the costing for this advertising campaign? And it's like saying, you know, use something that isn't available to you. Ditch your car. We can't ditch your cars. In fact, we're actually being crucified for using our cars because we have one of the biggest excise duty costs on petrol and diesel in Europe.
And realistically, listening to that ad and thinking about the train, it strikes me that the only place in this country that you could realistically perhaps dump your car in favour of the train would be anywhere along the Dart Line in Dublin, but that'd be about the size of it.
Well, like, if you want to compare us to other European countries, we are years behind investment in the public transport. And unfortunately, there's a lot of private investment going up in Dublin. It's been fished out to private companies, which is a lot of those services are being cut because not profit making. So the government needs to look at the whole policy before what I think, to be honest, it's frustrating as a person trying to make ends meet and you're being told in by people who have no reality or grasp on reality that you have to ditch your cars, and here's these lovely fluffy ad campaigns, ditch your cars. And the reality is you'll have numerous callers today. I won't be doing one that'll be telling you that's not even conceivably possible. And why we'd love to reduce our carbon emissions.
Absolutely. It's just not possible. And I described neighbours of ours who literally had to sell their house and move because they were getting to an age in life that they couldn't drive anymore. And the only option they had was to move house, which is dreadful.
And it seems like the government are pushing responsibility onto the consumers, but yet they're not giving the consumers a choice. And nor do they want to hear the consumers either, because that would require a rethink of policy, a rethink of strategy in terms of their public transport rollout, because what they're asking isn't possible. It's actually, if you think about it logically, it's actually a very silly thing to do, and it's actually insulting to a lot of people. It's frustrating, is what it is.
It is, absolutely. I agree with you. Stay with me for one second, Daniel. A couple of your messages that have come in. If the buses would actually show up, I'd be fine without a car, but you just can't rely on them, and I'm in County Wicklow. And then Owen in Selbridge in County Kildare says, the government are deluded if they think the public transport system in this country, especially in rural areas, is fit for purpose. Dan is on the line also in Cork. Dan, what part of Cork are you in?
Douglas, suburb about 2.5 miles from the centre.
Okay, ideally and well serviced by the bus service in Cork, but could you rely on buses where you live in Douglas?
Absolutely not, and well serviced is, it might appear so from a distance with the three buses on one of the Douglas roads and the one on the other, but in reality, no, it's not practical at all. The number of times that I've walked out the 300 or 400 metres to the nearest bus stop or the 500 to the other bus stops, I've just waited there for half an hour, 45 minutes, and eventually got a taxi or walked in. I think your other callers have pretty much made every point that I would have thought about.
I would have expected in somewhere like Douglas, which, as you said yourself, is well serviced with buses, well, certainly on paper is well serviced by buses because it's closer to Cork City. I would have thought that you would be able to say to me quicker that you could survive, just as I would expect people who live close to Dublin to be able to say the same thing.
No, Cork is different to Dublin. Dublin is flat, it doesn't rain. It's a designed city, a very well designed city with parks near to everybody and big wide roads. It's entirely different to a medieval city here with narrow roads and potholes and hills. A bus brings the Douglas Road to a complete, it grinds to a halt. And once you add the school pickup times, we just have tailbacks taking up, say, 1 of the 2.5 miles. Two times a day. It's on top of all that, I'm a drummer and a sound engineer.
Okay, but so you couldn't realistically be piling your drum kit onto a double-decker bus?
Not really.
No, no. Okay, stay with me for a second if you can, please. If you want to get involved in this conversation, you can call us on 1800 453 106. You can text us on 53106. This message just came into us and it says, public transport in Ireland is so inadequate and underdeveloped. Public transport as an alternative to cars is simply not fit for purpose compared to other countries. I was without a car for 6 months and I live in the country. The local link doesn't even run on a Sunday or on bank holiday weekends, nor does it even service Kildare train station, and Kildare is in the commuter belt. Thank you very much indeed. 53106 is our number if you'd like to give your opinion on what we've been talking about. You're listening to Lunchtime Live. Fancy winning some money?
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Avant Money.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.